What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It from the Two Rivers Activity Center, we have track facilities manager Amy Walters joining us. And Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you again for taking some time. And we appreciate the chance to get to sit down with you and talk about just the busy month ahead and things to come for the Two Rivers Activity Center. First of all, we want to kind of give an update on the COVID options. I know we're slowly opening back up. It's so exciting to see, but you guys are also moving along with that as well.
Right. Yeah, we're progressing along that plan. And now that we're in green and our numbers continue to stay an appropriate level in our community, which we're very thankful for, we're able to open the facility up a bit more. So we've raised the curtains in the gym and we're have moved our group exercise classes. The ones that are smaller, we've moved back up to the fitness rooms upstairs. Those classes that have more participants in, we have kept in the gym. So if people are concerned, we're still maintaining that 10 to 12 feet of space. And so, we're trying to find that balance of making people feel comfortable. Also, some changes we've had in our pool. We now, we are still taking reservations for lap swim, but we're able to allow people to share lanes. So we're able to accommodate more lap swimmers at the same time. We've also been able to open up the play structure so our little ones can play and splash again. And then our slides are running more frequently. I will put a bit of a caveat in there that we are very short-staffed in our aquatics department, and so we aren't always able to run the slides. If you are coming to DRAC specifically to ride the water slide, we recommend you just call ahead to see if we are staffed to be able to run the slides for that time period.
Right. Always a good idea anyway. If you're unsure if something's going, hey, is this class still going on? Yep. They can always call you.
Yep, exactly. And then the big thing, I guess, with COVID that everyone wants to know about is how do masks work in the gym? And, basically we're kind of holding the line as far as, we ask folks that as they're coming in and out of the building, moving in the hallways, the locker rooms, to wear a mask. But when they get to their area that they're going to be exercising, so whether that's a piece of equipment or in the strength floor or in a group exercise class, you can take your mask off, do your activity, do your exercise. And then when you're done, put that mask back on. So sure.
Like you said, finding that balance.
Yep. And so and then on our end, we're continuing to do all the cleaning and the sanitizing and all of those things that we have done from the very beginning. That hasn't changed. Really what has changed is more how guests use the facility. So we are feeling very fortunate that, we're able to have a full list of opportunities that we're planning for in the future to open the facility to the community. And, for quite a while there, we weren't able to plan anything. And so this Sunday, we actually have a Sweethearts special. So we're offering a buy one, get one day pass. So bring your sweetheart in or your, Galentine or whoever it might be, and come spend the day being active. And while I think the weather is supposed to warm up a bit this weekend, we will still be significantly warmer in track.
Right. So it's a better opportunity.
That's
for that.
Right.
I love that special too. I've never considered going to a gym to work out as a date, but hey, you might get your pump on and find love while you're at it, right?
Shoot some hoops or play a game of tennis,
awesome.
Go down the water slides. I guess you'll find adventure. Who knows?
Amy Walters, track facilities manager here on Let's Talk About It. And you speak about things that are coming up here and opening up and doing more. And you said, a little bit short staffed in the pool area. Lifeguard certification might be a great opportunity to find a job while they're at it.
Right, exactly. So we are offering the lifeguard certification classes, and we typically offer many of these in the spring because we do support our surrounding park districts that have summer pools and things like that. But we always encourage people, don't wait till the last minute.
Right.
It is a pretty intense course. And so we are offering classes February 19th through the 21st. And then we have another class scheduled in March, the 12th through the 14th. So we do have some benefits if you go through a pre-employment screening with track and interview and all of those things. We will take care of the registration cost, the certification cost for that course for you if you commit to coming and working at track. So, and you know, we are very flexible. We have a lot of young people that work in the aquatics department. So, you know, students and all of those things, we come visit us and learn more about the opportunity. We're excited. We're partnering with the school district. Okay. And at the January school board meeting, they approved the lifeguard course to qualify for a quarter credit at the high school. So, you know, they can take the class with us and that can go towards their high school transcript. So
I love it. There's a lot of opportunity there.
That's right. Yep.
And then swim lessons, Amy. I mean, another thing people shouldn't be waiting on, because one of them filled up very quickly.
Right. Well, and I know that... you know, swim lessons are in high demand. They're another program that we weren't able to offer for a significant amount of time. And so everyone's kind of clamoring for those. And so we are trying to offer them as often as we can based upon our staffing availability. So we did open a session here last week or the beginning of this week, and it's already full. And so we do, you know, I'm asking people for a little bit of grace and to be patient, but we do have some additional staff coming on in March. And so we'll be offering another full set of lessons in March. We do have the opportunity for both group lessons as well as private lessons. And then we are in March, we will also be offering some adult swim clinics.
Oh, awesome.
So this is an opportunity where it can be all range of experience. So we know that oftentimes adults aren't comfortable maybe if they don't know how to swim, and you know, or you know, I don't know that I want to be in a bathing suit with a group of people, whatever it might be. So we'll be offering the adult swim clinics during the time of day when our pool isn't normally open. So it'll be a very, you know, private type of an opportunity for folks to maybe get over that fear of water, some basic learn to swim concepts. But then it can also go to the other extreme, in that, you know, if you're training for a triathlon and the swim is your challenge and you maybe want to refine your stroke or get more efficient, we can help you in that format too.
Awesome. Very good. There's a lot of opportunity there at track. Again, facilities manager Amy Walters here on Let's Talk About It. And I love looking at just the list of things that are on the horizon here, and all these enrollments and registrations that are open right now at track just shows the opportunity as we get hopefully into warmer weather very soon.
Right. Warmer weather. And like I said, you know, continuing on this path of keeping our community healthy. So we have in our learning center, enrollment is currently open for preschool, as well as our fall before and after school program. So preschool, we have openings right now for 3, 4, 5 year olds. Before and after school is full, but we do have openings in the fall. So folks starting to think about what that looks like for their family in the fall. We have our summer camps for school age children. They will be opening up for registration March 15th. And we're offering a bit of a new program this year for our oldest kids in that group. We know that oftentimes those older kids have been with us multiple summers.
Right.
They might be getting kind of bored with the same old type of programming. But this year we're going to focus with that group of being out in the community. And so we're going to be doing, you know, bike rides and hopefully getting the kayaks on the river and going to the golf course and doing yoga, the sensory garden, all sorts of different activity-based type things with a lot of character building and leadership development going on. So we're really looking forward to that change of pace for those older kids. And just as a reminder for our summer camps, they are all themed by the week, and families can choose which weeks they want to participate. So we know that, you know, school age kids might have a basketball camp here and, you know, Bible school here, and then they're going to go with grandma and grandpa. So you can pick and choose what works best for your family. That way you don't have to sign up for the whole summer. It can be week by week. Yeah. In addition to those learning center programs, we also have some athletic opportunities. So right now we have registration open for girls grades 1-4 basketball. So that's typically held Saturday mornings, and that will start mid-March, I believe, for that group. And then we have the Women's Volleyball Spring League. Same thing. Those were a little bit of switches. So those two programs traditionally are held in the fall, and that was when we had the governor's shutdown of athletic and team activities. Right. So we've kind of pushed them to the spring. And then last but not least, we are looking to host a summer basketball camp at track, the Woodside Mormon Camp, which has come to town for several years and been very successful. Registration is open for that, and that's scheduled June 1st through the 3rd.
Very good. And again, all of this information, because again, there's a lot of it, will be available on the website if you give them a call as well, social media, and we'll get those contact details here real soon, Amy. And again, I'm constantly thinking about outside in that splash park, which has made so much progress. We're seeing it come together, and there's still some fundraising needing to be done, but there's a big party hopefully in the works as well when this is finished.
That's right. You know, we're feeling like we've maybe earned a party in this community. You know, we've all been stuck inside, and we just think this is going to be a great opportunity to get the community, you know, quote unquote, back together, but still be able to be outside.
Yes.
And, you know, and have something to celebrate, and give folks the opportunity to splash in the water and play some games and listen to some good music and, you know, eat some food truck food and all of those types of things. So we're working on planning that, and you'll start to hear more about it as time goes, but targeting early June. The splash park is on schedule to be completed in May. Give us a little bit of a buffer there, and hopefully Mother Nature gives us a nice June and not a rainy, cold June.
I hope so. We could definitely use that.
Yep. Yep.
Amy, again, all of this information available, whether it's the courses, the camps, certification, swim lessons, all of it available. You guys are always willing to answer questions if they have any, right?
Yes, exactly. So you can reach out to us on our website, or go out to our website to learn more, which is trackjamestown.com, TRACjamestown.com. Give us a call at 952-8722 or 952-TRACK. And then you can also follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, to get updates. And I will say, we do have a maybe not new, but different way we're communicating our programming out to the community, is we are doing a biannual activity guide. So in the next couple of weeks, you will see a publication that comes out from Parks and Recreation that includes all of our programs and activities for the spring and summer. We also have outside groups that, you know, like the men's fast pitch softball, and those groups are included in the guide, so that you can figure out what is available to our family to participate in, what's all out there. And you can look for that publication to come out twice a year. We used to do it once a year, but again, we all learn things, and we feel like COVID, you know, unfortunately last year we printed our activity guide in March, and then everything in it was irrelevant. So we're going to do it twice a year. It's going to be an electronic issue. We will print a few hard copies as well, but be on the lookout for that. So we'll have a spring, summer, and then a fall, winter guide.
Awesome. That'll be a great thing to have, and be able to plan around that as well.
Yep. So. And allow us then to be responsive as well, because it will be hosted online. So if something changes, we can go out and change it quickly. So. and go from there.
Perfect. Amy, again, a lot's happening at track. We encourage people to get involved and stay, you know, fit and stay active. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.